For today's That's Entertainment, I'm talking to Anna Smith, one of the organisers of Rec Rock, which is sort of Glastonbury comes to Buxworth, really, isn't it? It's the 23rd to the 25th of September, a big music festival. Anna, you set it up a couple of years ago and it was sort of like an unexpected success. Everybody was raving about it. Tell us how you came to set the festival up.
It all just happened one afternoon, really, after my sister's wedding. We were just sat there having a look around and we basically just realised the venue would be absolutely fantastic and was screaming out for some kind of mini festival for our local community. Then we approached Pam and Pete, who are also organisers of Rec Rock, who have a lot of musical background. Pete been the drummer of The Verve and The Charlatans. So we all had a little meeting and decided why not. And obviously we're not doing it for profit, so it's a not-for-profit festival, and we decided to base 2014 on raising money for the local park in Buxworth, hence the name Rec Rock.
And you did incredibly well. You raised a load of money for the park, didn't you?
Yeah, we got to about 17,000, and then since then we've done a few smaller things, so we're up to about 20,000 now, ready to put into the park early 2017.
And so there wasn't a festival last year, so it was every other year.
Yeah.
And so bigger and better this time.
Definitely bigger and better. We were just going to do it as a one-off. We had a year to recover last year, and then we got together earlier this year and thought, you know what, everyone's been asking us since 2014 to do another one. So we thought, yeah, why not? Let's give it a go.
And so give us a flavour of who's playing this year.
So this year we've gone basically double the amount of 2014. So we've got four stages opposed to two. Headlining the main stage, you're looking at the band The Farm, who released the song All Together Now in the 90s.
I'm singing it in my head now.
Yeah, so their album was Spartacus. They've recently started touring again and they've got some new music for us to play. So that'll be on the Saturday night. And we've also got some new up-and-coming bands, one being The Mousers. They've just released their second single called Hollywood off their debut album. Another band called The Sugar Men, who've just been signed by Warner Brothers. And they've toured with Paul Weller and supported the band Blur. And then Riding the Low, who've just released their second album called Riding the Low and Here to Help the Neighbourhood.
Brilliant. So it's absolutely packed lineup. And so what's the charity? What are you raising money for this year?
This year we decided to raise money for portable defibrillators. And we're hopefully going to raise money for a few of them to be put in sports clubs, primary schools, social clubs. So we've got about 10 of them on the list at the minute. There is room for a couple more if anyone wants to contact us. But it all depends on how much money we raise to how many we can dish out, really. So hopefully the more the better.
So for the important thing, how do people get tickets?
Ticket-wise, we've got a website, which is recrockfestival.com. All tickets can be bought online through there. We also have some local outlets, which you can go in and buy the tickets from them. Just a couple are the Cobbles or Rems in Chapel and the Frith. We've got Buxworth Club or Set in Stone in Buxworth. And then there's a couple a bit further afield. We've got Peak of Health in Glossop and the Manchester Coffee Company in Manchester as well.
And so it's £50 for the Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And does that include, can you camp over for that?
Yep, camping's included in that price and free parking for the whole weekend as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk to us. We can't wait for it.
Thank you very much.